from the late England Dan and the current John Ford Coley. I'd really love to see you tonight. Celebrates 50 years. And John Ford Coley is on the Minuteman Press guest line with us today to talk more about it. Good morning, John.
How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for the great music. We appreciate it.
You know why I think you remember these things? Because, again, we travel all the time and we see a reaction from people. It's the fact that it told a story, number one. There were so many songs that had a storyline to them, but it was the melody. It was something you could sing along, and it was about the song, not about the singer.
I don't.
You can sing it.
I don't disagree with that. I do think there were songs, however, and I would say that I'd really love to see you tonight. The whole construction of that song, John, always struck me as, you know, the whole chorus line of there's a warm wind blowing the stars around. The music itself felt like that.
Yeah.
And so you have this...
That had that quality.
Yeah, you have this whole package that kind of... And for a lot of people, that you're right, that did tell a story. And all of the songs that you and Dan did had a not necessarily a message, but a story that many, many people could identify with in one way, shape, or form, as opposed to them being more... I don't even know. Sometimes I call today's music angry, and that's probably not fair, but that's what it feels like, as opposed to just wanting to be relatable to the audiences which you performed in front of.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. Because, again, I think when people hear music, they're not putting it on to be angry. They really want some kind of release, some kind of, the fact that they can relate to something and put them in a better mood. And that's what I hear quite a bit, is if I want to get in a better mood, I listen to you guys. I thought, wow, that's cool.
That is cool, and it's true. I am told, John, that you weren't necessarily all in on recording I'd Really Love to See You Tonight when it first came in front of you.
Well, it's not that I wasn't necessarily not into doing it. I was completely against it. There's a lot of difference, you know.
Okay.
But the funny thing is that they continued to push us on it, and because they thought that it was a hit, you know, our management and stuff. So Dan and I really wanted to do our own music. We wanted to write the things, be like a singer-songwriter combination, like Simon and Garfunkel.
Mm-hmm.
And we just were writing more story songs, and that had passed. They didn't have any love in them. I've listened to some of the things that we do, and I go, you know, we kind of missed the boat on that. We should have written more love songs. But these songs were done by other people, written by other people, so we were able to find songs that reflected that.
Well, they still have a lot of staying power, and I'm always a little gratified when some younger person says, "Hey, I really love these tunes," and they're playing stuff from my generation, John. But what is it that you think? You know, how is a song like that, and like a lot of the songs produced in that era, but certainly a lot of your stuff resonates with an audience that, you know, grew up completely in the computer age, and school is different, and play is everything is different, and yet the song still carries.
Well, the songs still carry, again, for me, because of the melody. You're not finding any of that in today's music. As a matter of fact, I make a really kind of a bad joke, because I like this. I have certain songs and music and styles I like. So I said, well, does anybody like country music? And people go, yeah. And I go, well, I want you to know I'm a Southern boy. And just for the heck of it, we don't talk like that. We don't sing like that neither. And they laugh because they realize that it's contrived. When we sang those songs back during those times, everything was new. And we were very authentic. We weren't trying to be, you know, somebody else. We were trying to develop our own sounds. I don't think they're trying to do that now. They're just doing whatever they can throw on the wall and it'll stick. But it's not about the song anymore. Back then it was about the song. Now it's about the artist.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I know that we have this 50th anniversary edition, kind of a remix of that particular song, John. What should people look for in that when they hear it?
Well, actually, it's a little bit different. It's more acoustic, and it's a little bit slower. We took different turns on singing. On the first original, I sang harmony. That was all I did. Mm-hmm. And I also sang a low harmony as opposed to the high harmony that I normally did. So it was different in that respect. On the new one, I'm singing the entire second verse and singing harmony as well. So we've kind of changed that out just a little bit. So it is quite different.
And I'm assuming that this is...
I mean, we didn't put it in a Lithuanian disco polka style or anything like that. You know, it's still the song, but it's just a little different than vocals.
I'm assuming that you had to use some AI here to get you and Dan both together again on the track?
You know, I don't know whether they used AI or not, because I'm really not that familiar with it. I know that Dan had cut a video on it, so they just did an entire video with me, and then they spliced into the original video what they wanted to use.
Cool.
So if that's AI, then yeah.
Well, it might just be good old-fashioned editing. That would be fine with me, that's for sure.
That would be fine with me. As long as it's authentic.
We're going to take a listen to it here as we let you go. But you're still touring. You're still out there, I noticed.
I am gone all the time. All the time. A tour with Ambrosia and Three Dog Night. And we do a thing called Rock the Dock. So you've got Ambrosia and Peter Beckett from Player. Elliot Lurie, Looking Glass. He did Brandy. Walter Egan. We have a lot of people that come through to play, but it's a night after hit after hit after hit. And then everybody comes up at different times. And it's like a family with those guys. So we have a great time. We'll just take you down memory lane, you know. No politics, nothing controversial, nothing that's going to make anybody mad. We're just up there to play and take you down memory lane, like I said.
I think we could all use a little bit of that. John Forcoli, thanks so much for spending a little time with us this morning, and thanks for the great music.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you guys continuing to play us.
Absolutely. And we're going to do that. Thanks, John. We're going to give you a little bit of a taste of the new version as we go to break here. And we'll be back with Chris Last from the Janesville Renaissance Fair right after this on WCLO.
Not sure why I called, but yes, I really just wanted to talk to you. And I was thinking maybe later on we could get together for a while. It's been such a long time and I really do miss your smile. I'm not talking about to see you tonight.